employees tuition assistance instead. This will help them get a better education so they can move on, find higher-paying jobs, and do a much better job in the future than just quickly raising the minimum wage for them. There's actually a study that's been out that we've heard about. I was reading through it the other night, and I saw there's a note in there that says, there is evidence that higher minimum wage rates reduce high school and technical training completion rates. And that's what I'm afraid of. You know, some people, they're going to get, when they're younger, they're making more money, they're content with it, they're not looking down the road. Whereas if an employer says, hey, look, I can pay for you, help you go to college, get your education, your AA or technical degree, I think it would definitely help them in the future. So with that, if you support education and you want to help educate these young men and women and help them get a better paying job in the future, I ask that you support this amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen. Senator, on the first blush, it looks good. This is an issue that was never addressed. We never had any testimony that was given that would provide this exemption for employees, employers that provided to their employees. You know, and I don't know what all the nuances of it are. I don't know how many of those employers, how many out there that typically when you're providing tuition assistance for a worker, it means that you're making an investment in that worker and that you want that worker, and you usually put some strings attached to it that when you finish your education achievement, that you are going to come back and work, you know, for that employer. So, and I don't know if those employees, you start them out at below, this would allow them to pay below the minimum wage. I just don't know that employers that are putting that much of an investment in their workers are actually would even want this at the minimum wage. So it's a new issue that I think is worthy of pursuing, but I don't think the appropriate place is with this the bill before. So I would urge the body to reject the amendment.